In the Harare Commonwealth Declaration of 1991, the political function of the Commonwealth was redefined on account of changing patterns in international relations. The Commonwealth members agreed to promote democracy and good government, human rights and the rule of law, as well as sustainable economic and social development. One of the principal aims of the present Commonwealth is to help countries that want to establish a democratic system. At the Commonwealth Conference in New Zealand in 1995, the Harare principles were reconfirmed, and a committee was founded which has the right to take steps against serious and persistent violations of these principles. In this context, Nigeria was suspended from the Commonwealth in 1995. In 1996, the Commonwealth African Investment Fund was established. Its task is to channel investment to 19 member countries in Africa. Thus, the Commonwealth continues to promote and realize the principles of the Harare Declaration around the world. It remains an important institution trying to maintain and create global peace and justice. The organization of today's Commonwealth has evolved over a period of many years. The Commonwealth at the end of the 20th century is a voluntary association of 53 independent states around the world. The majority of former British colonies joined this association after independence because it offered help in establishing new independent political structures. Furthermore, the Commonwealth was committed to racial equality and national sovereignty. It opposed all forms of racism, and especially apartheid. This led to the exclusion of South Africa in 1961. In 1994, South Africa was allowed to rejoin the Commonwealth, as a non-racist government had been established and apartheid abolished. The most important member countries are the United Kingdom, Australia, Bangladesh, Canada, India, Kenya, Malaysia, New Zealand, Pakistan, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. The Commonwealth member countries meet every 2 years at the Commonwealth Conference to discuss a variety of global issues with the aim of finding solutions to current problems. Discussions about politics, economics, education, employment, and health are of major importance. Programs as a basis for action on political and socio-economic issues are worked out. The Commonwealth Secretariat in London, established in 1965, is responsible for carrying out the majority of these programs. There are also other intergovernmental organizations that carry out specialized work concerning education, science, or technology.